You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to That Podcast on Money Control, which hopes to make life a little bit easier as you go into trade today. This is That Podcast, where we speak to industry analysts and they give us a few stocks for you to pick. It is also the 19th of October, Friday, the last day of the trading week. It also happens to be the birth anniversary of one of India's Nobel laureates, Subramanian Chandrasekhar, for whom the Chandrasekhar limit is named. What is the Chandrasekhar limit? Well, it is the maximum mass of a stable white dwarf star. What does that mean? Well, it is something for you to find out. I've given you a little bit of a hint and now it is time for you to further investigate, but what we will investigate in detail are some stock picks given to us. My name is Rakesh, you're listening to Money Control, and this is Stock Picks of the Day.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Rupak Day of Bonanza Portfolio, and this is the list of top 3 stocks which could give 8-9% return in the next 1 month that he provided to us with. We start things off with MOIL, which has a buy call, CMP of 173.15 rupees, target of 187.50 rupees, stop loss 165 rupees, return 8.5%. Wipro with a buy call as well, CMP 323.15, target 349, stop loss 308 for return of 8%. GE Power India Limited with a buy call, CMP of 794.8 rupees, target of 866 rupees, stop loss 752 rupees for return of 9%. We'll return to those stocks in just a little while, but let's find out what Rupak has to say about the trends on the Lal Street. The Nifty has started the session on Wednesday with a gap up the opening of almost 100 points, but raised its entire gain throughout the day. The index formed a bearish engulfing pattern on the daily charts, which suggests that bears are in charge once again. In the market, auto stocks ended the session as the worst performers, whereas FMCG stocks outperformed the benchmark index for the day. The Volatility Index India, that is VIX, witnessed a raise of 3.51% in the previous trading session. On the options front, 11,000 and 10,700 calls added most open interest, whereas 10,400 and 10,500 puts ended as the most active. Going forward, the Nifty is likely to consolidate within the range of 10,700 and 10,200 levels. A decisive breakout on either side will confirm the future trend. A breakdown from the lower band of 10,200 may trigger a selling pressure, which may take the index towards 9,900. On the other hand, 10,700 may act as immediate resistance. Sustained trades above 10,700 may induce further rally towards 11,000. Let's return to that list of top 3 stocks now. We start things off with MOIL with a buy call. After a prolonged corrective phase, the stock has witnessed a breakout from its consolidation pattern at 173.15 levels on the daily chart. The counter has taken a support at its 200 EMA on the weekly time frame charts. Earlier, whenever the stock has retraced near its 200 EMA, it has respected and moved higher from that level. Each candle has a closing above the prior candle closed from the past 3 weeks, which suggests strength in the prevailing trend. A bullish crossover in the daily RSI is being witnessed, which may induce a positive shift in the bullish momentum in the stock price. Traders can therefore accumulate the stock of MOIL in the range of 171 to 174.8 rupees for the target of 187.50 rupees, with a stop loss below 165 rupees, return of 8.5%. Next, we have Bangalore-based Wipro with a buy call as well. On the daily chart, the price has surpassed its trendline resistance and witnessed a flag pattern breakout at 323.15. On the weekly chart, above the stomach candlestick pattern has formed, which suggests the possibility of a bullish reversal. Moreover, the price is trading above its 50 EMA, which acted as a support in the previous 2 instances. A bullish crossover in the daily RSI is being witnessed, which may induce a positive shift in bullish momentum in the stock price. Traders can therefore accumulate the stock of Wipro in the range of 320 to 326 rupees for the target of 349 rupees, and a stop loss placed below 308 rupees for return of 8%. And finally, we have GE Power India Limited with a buy call as well, CMP of 794.8 rupees. The stock, after a steep correction, has witnessed a breakout from its falling wedge pattern on the daily timeline. Moreover, the price has completed bullish anti-NEN star harmonic pattern on the weekly chart. Furthermore, the counter has been able to close above its 200-day MA in Wednesday's session, which is acting as a strong support. The momentum oscillator RSI at 14 is in bullish crossover and falling, suggesting a continuation of bullish momentum. Traders can therefore accumulate the stock of Wipro in the range of 786 to 804 rupees for the target of 866 rupees, with a stop loss placed below 752 rupees for return of 9%. That's GE Power India. A very quick recap of those stocks then. MOIL with a buy call, target 187.5, stop loss 165, return 8.5%. Wipro with a buy call as well, target 349, stop loss 308, return 8%. And finally, GE Power India Limited with a buy call as well, target 866, stop loss 752, return of 9%. Well, hopefully those names will be of use to you when you're trying to make some decisions on Dalal Street today. It is the last day of the trading week. We hope it's a good day for you, and we hope there is some recovery from the lows that we saw on Wednesday, and perhaps the bulls might make a return, or bears, depending on whatever you wish for the market to be. We'll of course see you later in the evening with an evening walk down Dalal Street. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock picks of the day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.